people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody.
I know that we missed a week last week.
That was very much needed.
Yes, we'll get into that a little bit later. But I wanted to get started on talking about our guest podcast. If you guys missed him, we've done two in a row with two different people. How'd you like it?
I liked
it. It's really different for us.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Like, we kind of had to, like, prepare ourselves for it because, like, it's usually just me and you. We've had one other guest.
Yeah.
But it was kind of, like, nerve-wracking doing it with the Uncommon Legend podcast with Albert.
Yeah.
Which, it went really good, but, like, before we're, like, freaking out, like, the whole week before we spent listening to his podcast.
Yeah.
And just to, like, be prepared so it, like, it was good for you guys. And it got received really well.
No, it went really well. Like, I'm so proud of it.
Me too. And then the one we did with your sister and Kayla, that one, like, blew up.
Yeah, that one did
That one did really, well. Really good. Compared to, like, the other ones.
Yeah.
But it went a lot better than what I thought it was going to do.
Yeah, because it was, like, very last minute. Where I was like, oh, hey, do you still want to do it? And she's like, yeah, of course.
I don't know which podcast it was, but we were the one where we were just like, we did it random. That was the one that was supposed to be with them, but plans got mixed up and everything. And then we happened to actually be able to do it. And we're like, okay, we'll just do it this day. And it was like, we recorded the one with Albert Monday, and we recorded the one with them Wednesday?
Like Tuesday.
So these past two podcasts we've had pre-recorded.
Back to back. Yeah.
So we haven't actually like sat down and done a podcast in like 2-3 weeks.
It feels like very strange because I feel like, you know, I'm used to like the weekly sitting down having conversation.
Yeah.
And like lately we've had to like, oh, just upload.
Yeah, because we've had him prepared and then this past week we didn't do one. But we spent some, I mean, I wish we could have done more podcasts with our decorations. This would probably be maybe the only one we do. Maybe next week too. But Christmas is already this week, so it doesn't really.
And we had the setup
we've had it up for since like after Thanksgiving.
Right,
we
after
had
the Thanksgiving. Tree up. Jeez, just feel like it's forever.
The tree was in the one with Albert.
Yeah, it was. But
it wasn't lit up or anything. I don't think so.
No, I don't think it was lit up.
But I wish we put like a bunch of like, we got all kinds of stuff and everything and we barely used it for this, literally the only episode.
I just know that these have purple lights that they're really pretty.
Again, if you guys are just audio listeners, you'd have to check out the YouTube to know what we're talking about.
Yes, but we have these lights and we have a tree. This is
But how'd you like the one with your sister and Kayla?
I liked it. It was very nice. I feel like we talked about like a lot of serious topics.
Yeah.
So hopefully in the future we could do another one and we could talk about like get more into like funny topics and stuff like that.
Because that's what I seem like. Because that's all I had like prepared was doing serious topics with them. And I wish it would. I mean, there was funny parts in there and stuff because like, I mean, any conversation between you guys is funny. But we tried playing a game within the podcast, but that game was sucky.
Yeah, like
the voting game is that? That's what it's called.
It made it seem like it was gonna be so spectacular.
Yeah, we went to Target, like we got the game just for that podcast,
and
we read the back of it, and we're like, oh, this sounds fun. And you open it, and we're like, really? Like we literally took like 30 minutes trying to play the game, and it didn't go nowhere. So I didn't include it in the
theme. We should have just got like, what do you meme?
They have that in there. I don't know who got it, but it's in the living room.
Oh,
and
really?
Then we should have got Cards Against Humanity.
I love Cards Against Humanity.
That would have been a good one.
That's a good game.
Well, now we know for next time whenever we have another guest on.
The next time I'll play Uno.
Imagine. But I like the one with Albert too.
Yeah, me too.
That was
too.
A really cool conversation because really I mean we've talked a little bit on Instagram when we first like when we first started the podcast. We met him and he was like one of the first people to show us some love and like kind of get us introduced into the podcast game. And then it was nice to talk with him. We've talked here and there, and we actually had a good conversation with him and stuff. And it was so rough for Charlene because she just got back, like, literally like a minute or two before you just got back from work.
I just got right out of work. Like, Jane's like, where? I can't remember that day. But it was one hell of a day at work. It was a Monday, wasn't it?
I think you were about to finish, and then they called you back to do another one. And oh, so I told him, I was like, oh, can we start at 5:15, 5:30? And he was like, yeah, sure. And literally like right at 5:27, 5:20 something, Charlene shows up, and right away we just like, I message him and we hit record and we started recording. That's why if you guys checked out that podcast, she's not talking much because she literally just sat down. Yeah, and
it's been like a crazy few weeks. I've been working a bunch.
Yeah. So ever really since she tired. Finished getting sick. Did we do? Yeah. We did a podcast after you got sick.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, we did one while I was sick.
Yeah, I forgot how long it's been because you've been sick. I went through finals two weeks ago. So that week that we put up our last podcast, I was doing finals, which was stressful. And then last week I went through like a big old mix of emotions and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna get like too deep into it, but it was like a crazy week that we were like, no, we can't record this week because it's awful.
And I was like so exhausted, like I would come home and I would just fall asleep.
She was working a bunch and I was going through like a big old mental breakdown and I was like, it was awful. And I was like, okay, we'll take this week as a break. We already had the podcast like pre-recorded for the week before. Yeah. So like, it's only 1 week. And then now it's like way different. Like last week, so much good happened and so much bad. And it was like so crazy that I couldn't even like comprehend it.
And I'm like, I don't even know what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. But a good thing that happened was, like, we watched Selling Sunset. And we really got into that.
That's a really good show. That's, like, the first show, like, reality show I actually, like, got into. Because we, like, watched the Kardashians and stuff.
The Kardashians?
I like it, but not... I haven't liked it as much as I like this show.
I Love Jenny?
I haven't gotten into that
one. Oh, I love Jenny.
But I love Selling... If you guys haven't watched Selling Sunset, it's, like, a real estate kind of show. But it's, like... like drama, like reality show with these girls. And you want to explain it?
So basically, it's like a reality. They sell houses. They're like real estate agents and they sell like really big houses, like in the millions in
California.
Yeah.
Like Hollywood.
They expanded to Beverly Hills, but it's very drama wise, just some bitches. Yeah.
Shout out Chriselle. She's a real one.
Chriselle and Mary.
Yeah. I don't know. It's and crazy. Heather. But,
and Tariq. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. How did you even want to watch it? Because I started watching it before. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you should check this out. Did you even like it when I first showed you?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Because when I first show you shows, you kind of like have that iffy stage where you can see it on your face where you're like, I don't know if I like it or not. And it takes you like a good, like, if the show has multiple seasons, it takes you like a good season to see if you like it.
Yeah, that's true.
And shows that don't even have more than one season, I don't even try because it takes you a while to get into a show.
But what about Grand Army?
That one was a lucky one because
I love that show. One,
I knew you kind of like it because it's our style of show.
Yeah, that's true.
But Selling Sunset, what else?
What else?
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming
this week, actually.
Happy holidays to all of you. I'm excited for Christmas. Are you?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
I know.
It actually kind of feels like Christmas.
You think so?
Yeah, a little bit.
I have days.
Like last year, it didn't really, I don't know, it didn't feel like Christmas, I don't think.
No, last year, no. Last year was like, I was working every day.
Mm-hmm.
So exhausted, not in the right mindset. It didn't feel like Christmas. Of course, like, we got, like, ordered all our Christmas presents and stuff. And, like, that was fun. It was just, I don't know. Wasn't it.
It was, like, last year's Christmas was, like, it just didn't feel right. This year, like, I feel like decorating and stuff helped us feel a lot better with it.
Last year, we put up our tree, but Jaden said we weren't allowed to turn it on, so that's Oh, I saw that you had a Reddit discussion there. I want to hear about that.
No Reddit discussion.
No, but a discussion that you put down.
Oh, I saw this on...
No, the other one that you put down.
Oh, okay. I put this down like weeks ago, like two weeks ago. Charlene, she got me some AirPod Pros for Christmas. She gave them to me like the first week of December because Charlene doesn't like to hold gifts away.
Hate it.
And I can't either because I already got hers too.
Yeah.
And the other night I think you were it was when you were sick, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Right? Cuz I had him when you were sick.
No.
No?
We got him like for Black Friday.
I don't know. There was something where I just put him on at night cuz I couldn't fall asleep. So I was like, "Oh, they have the noise canceling thing." And I was like, I'll use that to fall asleep. And then the new update on the iPhones, you could put like rain sounds in the background.
Yeah.
So I was putting the rain sounds. I didn't tell you about this. I just put it down.
What the hell was that? I don't know.
maybe that touches in this discussion, but I put it on and I'm like falling asleep and I'm like getting towards falling asleep and out of nowhere I feel like someone standing right next to me on the bed.
Shut
like,
the hell
like
up.
Trying to like get me. And it was so scary that I like jerked and right when that was happening, Wolfie like started barking. And then I think it was a couple nights after was where we heard something or we saw something standing or something. And then Wolfie started going crazy.
Yeah, I've been having to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and it was like 4 o'clock. And me and Jay were sleeping and we hear somebody talking at the same time.
Yeah, like to me, it sounded like. I don't know. I don't want to say like alien sounds, but it was like mumbling.
No, I heard somebody like talk.
Yeah, it sounded like a real voice.
Yeah.
But it literally sounded like a grown man's voice, but it was like, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
I couldn't understand.
I thought it was a dream.
But it sounded like right next to our window. I heard it like right next to our window. Yeah. Like I heard it by the dogs. I'm like,
I heard it like somewhere here on the side right here.
I heard it like right behind
you. I thought it was a dream. And then I woke up and you're like, what the hell was that? And I was like, oh shit. And then out of nowhere, Wolfie starts going crazy. Like, the scariest I've ever heard him. But maybe that ties in with that, but I literally felt like somebody was standing over me.
Yeah.
While I had him on, because you can't hear nothing with the noise canceling.
And then, like, I stayed quiet because, like, I mean, if somebody's in the yard, Daisy's going to bark. Daisy, all the dogs are going to go
which
off.
Is good. We have the big dogs in the back because, I mean, they let us know if anything. But
yeah.
It's hardly ever because they're in the backyard.
Yeah.
There's nobody that's going to go back there.
Yeah, that's true.
But that was crazy.
It was crazy. We just, like, heard somebody talking.
I think that
talking.
Was a couple days after that happened.
Yeah,
but that was scary.
No, and then something else happened in the kitchen. Like I was in the kitchen. What the hell was I doing?
I don't remember. Was I there?
No. Yeah, you were here at the house and I thought you were trying to scare me again because I saw a shadow. I'm like, there he goes trying to hide behind the freaking thing trying to scare me. So I'm like, Jaden, and then when he's in the room he can't hear me. So he didn't pop out. I'm like, Eve, I'm not going to get scared because I know he's standing there.
Yeah.
And I go, like, I peek around and no one was there.
I don't know. Some scary stuff's been happening, but I haven't felt kind of scared or anything, but
I feel scared that at 3 o'clock. I get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom and then I'm like, don't look anywhere. Just look down at the ground.
That's even scarier because what if you walk in and you see something at the corner of your eye or something and you're staring at the ground?
I won't pay it attention, but...
Walk. I make sure to turn my flashlight on and so I could see everything.
Oh, of course, I have my flashlight. I don't walk willy-nilly in the dark.
I know. In the middle of the night, I could feel it on my eyes when you're coming in the door.
I can't.
But you know, like, the feeling, like...
When somebody's staring at you.
Like, when... I think we've talked about it before, was when I was sleepwalk and you felt me hovering over you.
Oh, my God. I hated when you sleepwalk.
It literally felt like that. I thought you were, like, playing a trick on me because I was already falling asleep. And I just, like, felt this, like felt, like, hovering. So I turned all scared.
That's exactly what you did to me when you were sleepwalking.
And I thought, I think you even were like, oh, are you okay? What happened? And I was like, no, nothing. And then I took my earbuds on and I had trouble falling to sleep.
I don't even remember that. I don't remember it at all.
I don't know. It was scary.
Oh, shoot.
Our candle's going to tip over.
I know. It's going to light this on fire.
I don't know if we ever talked about, like, when you were sleepwalking.
I don't know. I feel like... I don't think we did. Did that happen before we started doing the podcast?
Yeah, before.
Okay, so maybe we haven't talked about it.
It happened right after.
If we have, I'm sorry if you guys are long-time listeners.
But if you haven't heard of it.
We have a lot of new listeners. Yeah.
But this happened like right around when my grandpa and my sister passed away. So I was getting barely any sleep. So when I would sleep, when I would fall asleep, I'd be like exhausted. So I wouldn't pay attention to anything.
Yeah.
And there was a few nights where Jaden like tackled me. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? And then I would just like turn over and go to sleep. And then it would be like days until I remembered it again. And I'd be like, why were you doing that? Why were you sitting over me? And he's like, I never did that.
And then
you were walking back and forth.
It happened a couple times, right?
A few times.
One that I remember, but the way she tells me it, it's like two or three times.
Yeah, that happened like a few times. And like one night I woke up because, I don't know, I just felt weird. And I see Jaden like walking back and forth in our living room.
And if you guys, we didn't do video back in our old house, but if you saw our old house,
it was scary.
It was, if you think about it, like think of like a cabin kind of vibe. the inside,
but 10 times worse.
But it kind of looked like a cabin. So you guys imagine how scary a cabin in the woods
like would our be. Dogs were scared of that house too.
Yeah. So the way it was is we had our room, and then right outside was the living room and dining room.
Yeah.
So we were in our bed faced the door at that time. Yeah. So when Charlene was sleeping, I was asleep. So what, based on what she tells me, if you see me walking back and forth, that means
I'm walking from the living room to the dining room,
back and forth. And our house was like pitch black. So it was scary. Like, I can imagine myself laying in bed seeing that.
And so then he comes back to the room. I'm like,
I would never
what are you doing? He's like, I was using the restroom. I'm like, well, then why the hell were you walking back and forth? He's like, I wasn't. He's like, I just went to the restroom real quick. I'm like, you've been gone for like an hour.
And I think that time I woke up while I was doing it, while I was happening. And then there was another time where I all of a sudden woke up in the doorway. Like, I was standing in the doorway staring at you. Staring at the bed. And I was so scared of our house in the dark because it felt scary when you
could feel somebody watching you. Yeah,
I couldn't. Even like awake, I wouldn't ever walk by myself without. If I needed to go use the restroom, I would run to the bathroom.
Oh, me too. But I hated
out of
it.
Nowhere, I just like, I don't know if I was asleep. I'm guessing I was asleep. And I was standing in the doorway staring at you. And I felt like this, like how I felt on the bed. Someone like hovering me. It felt like that behind me. So I like right away ran to the bed and I slammed the door. And I don't know if you woke up or something, but that was like the scariest shit. Like, I had to be sleepwalking because I don't know where woke up in the middle of the doorway. Like, thinking
back though, I don't even know why the hell you even wanted to buy that house.
I know. Literally, like, we think about it now. That
house was beyond haunted.
And we're like, what were we even thinking? Like, we're like, we thought that it was okay.
Yeah, we're like, well, just bless it and it'll be fine.
No.
Poltergeist up in here. Because you could hear people running at night. And this
in our house too, we had like a basement.
Yeah.
So the floors, if you stomp, you could hear like the shaking of the house. It sounds loud.
Yeah.
And there were some nights where we would hear pounding.
Yeah. It was like, it wasn't walking fast. It was running through the house.
For you listeners, this is your first time hearing it.
Yeah, and like we had no carpet, like it was all freaking hardwood floor. Even in the kitchen, you could hear somebody. So like
the kitchen was the worst because the pots and pans would shake and everything.
Yeah, and so like one night, like we heard something and we're like, what the fuck is that? So me and Jaden got up. Well, first I got up and then Jaden got up and we were just like checking and we're like, what the hell was that noise? And then we hear something like our laundry room and pantry room were connected together. And it was like by the kitchen. Like our house was like one big square.
It was like, really built like a big old giant square. Yeah.
Yeah. So like if you walk past the living room, past the dining room, it leads into the kitchen. And like on the side was like the laundry room. The
pantry
room.
And laundry room mix.
And we heard something in there. I was like, no fucking way. Somebody is in the house. I was like, did we forget to lock the door or something? But like, no, we went together and checked. And nobody was in there. So like
that was crazy.
Oh my god, that house.
And then my sleepwalking was getting even bad because we had to hide the knives. Remember,
we had to hide the knives
because I wasn't gonna chance it, and I wasn't gonna put you in. After you told me that I was hovering over you, I was like, mm-mm.
I hated showering there by myself because.
Me too. When you would go when you were staying like really late at work, because usually I would wait for her so we could shower together. But there are some nights where she would stay really late, so I was like, okay, I'm gonna take a shower real quick. And it would, like, I was so scared. Like,
I would feel somebody watching.
And then there was times when I would hear Daisy and Cooper barking in the thing. I'm like, fun. Like, please, I no know, one I be here it. Or something.
And Daisy, every time, Daisy has a habit, like, if I get up, she gets up with me. Like,
she checks at least.
Yeah. So I would get up in the middle of the night to the restroom over there, and she would go, and I'm like, okay, come on, come inside. Because they would open the door. If I was in there, they would open the door. And I'm like, come in here. And like, sometimes you would hear her barking. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to get out.
Yeah.
And like one night,
you would even call me to go like make sure it's because okay.
One night I heard something in the kitchen. I'm like, fuck. And so I called Jay. I'm like, please. I'm like, his room's speaking like three times. I could hear it from the room. I'm like, please answer. Please answer. And finally you answered. You're like, what is it? I'm like, you need to come get me. I cannot leave this bathroom.
And then I would play the game at the time and I would have my earbuds on. So she would call me once she's like scared and I wouldn't hear it. And I'm so sorry because I would probably leave you for a good amount of minutes.
I
heard you.
I just like wanted to cry sometimes. I don't know why we thought it was like so amazing.
Even the house wasn't in really good shape.
No,
but we're like, oh, we could fix it at some point. No good.
No, that house was beyond scary.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll be our title. That'll be almost stabbed while sleepwalking or something. oh, shit. I have this too, a picture. I saw it on Instagram today. And it was, it says, I guess it happened in North Korea. It says North Korea bans laughing for 11 days to mark anniversary of former leader Kim Jong-il's death.
I just want to say.
Like, the reason I picked is because, like, could you imagine having to live in a country like that? Where they can just make, like, stupid rules and you have to follow them?
Be careful. They listen to everything.
Oh, my gosh.
We're sorry, leader.
No. And then I imagine, like, remember when the interview came out?
When the interview dropped, everything stopped. Sony stopped working. I remember that day. And everything, oh, my God.
Didn't he threaten to, like...
He threatened to take us down. Yeah,
because of the movie. Because, like, the movie, if you guys seen the interview, they kind of, like, make fun of him.
I love that movie.
It's a really good movie. But in the movie, they're kind of, like, making fun of him in, like, a soft kind of way.
They made it seem like, you know, he had a different side to him, that he wasn't just, like, this ferocious leader.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very well done.
It wasn't, well, like, in a rude way, like, trying to make fun of him and stuff. No, but they were,
not
like,
at all.
Making fun, you
But,
know?
Like, the way they did it, the way they did, like, the intro song that they had, where they had that little girl singing, yeah, like, their national anthem. That movie is, oh.
But imagine living in a country, like, it's not like the U.S. where, like, once you, if you want to make this rule or law, it takes, like, months and years to get done. Over there, he can just be like, oh, yeah.
You can't laugh for 11 days.
You can't use the restroom for 5 days, and you have to do that.
Kids, you're not allowed to eat because you don't have real food.
Literally. Have you seen their grocery stores? They have plastic food.
Maybe it's in the interview.
I swear it's in real life, too. It's not real life?
No, I'm pretty sure it is, too.
I swear I've seen, like, some documentary or somebody that, like, went into there and recording.
Did
they
you
have
ever
fake food
hear
in their things.
About that guy? There was a guy that was, like, a school because, like, For U.S., they hate us, like, they beyond hate us over there. But, like, sometimes they allow, like, schools to go in there for educational purposes. And this, like, school class, whatever, went into North Korea. And this guy, apparently he did something to a painting of theirs or something.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know what happened. I don't remember all the details because I heard about this, like, a while back. But he ended up in a coma and died over there.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Did you know you can't take pictures? I think they have a statue of the old leader or something.
Oh, you're not allowed.
You can't take a picture of his
face.
You're
not allowed to, there's like no cameras over there.
You can take a picture with his body and stuff, but you can't put his face in the picture.
Really? Because a few years ago, we saw like a documentary about North Korea, like in school, and like they weren't allowed to have cameras. Like they had to sneak the camera.
Really?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
They would go into people's houses and everything. And so like, there's times where like, they have to like, basically, like, Kim Jong-un is, like, their god, per se. And so they, like, have to pray to him and they have to say, like certain stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So it's very weird.
That's crazy.
Beyond crazy. But I'm not going to say anything because don't take me out.
Imagine we get, like, an email or something.
He's like, fuck it, Charlie.
He's like, what? Oh, I don't even want to do it.
No.
Let's get on to the Reddit discussion since we've had the past couple ones we haven't had one, but I miss the Reddit ones.
Me too. I love
the crazy things that we get are crazy. But okay. I'm gonna bring you guys some ASMR readings. My wife has started role playing online, and I feel like it's destroying our relationship. So heads up, by role play, I don't mean D&D. I don't know what that means, but
or dirty?
Maybe. Or anything in her bedroom. It's something done online and involves her and a bunch of others living out a whole different life online. I didn't have an issue at first, but it started to have a more sexual nature to it. I confronted her about it as it made me very uncomfortable and she agreed to no longer do sexual storylines. However, try as I might, it still makes me very uncomfortable. It encompasses a large part of her day-to-day life with constant updates and many, many people involved. It's to the point where I don't know when she's in character or not. I struggle to communicate with her or spend time with her as I feel like an accessory to her role play. We could spend a pleasant romantic evening together, but then I'll find out she's updated her role play account, saying she's had a wonderful evening with someone else entirely. I can't have a serious conversation when she's simultaneously having another conversation with strangers about something else completely unrelated. She says I shouldn't worry as it is just a way for her to express herself and to create interesting characters. But for me, it's reached the point where I'm afraid of any kind of sexual or intimate contact because I feel scared she might be thinking of someone else. I feel used, even though she's not actually done anything wrong. It makes me feel like I'm not good enough and that I'm uninteresting. I understand that it's a form of escapism? Something like escape, but it's tearing me apart. I want to ask her to stop, but I don't have the heart to ask her to stop doing something she loves. What do I do? I can't look past this.
Basically, it's cheating.
I don't know what he means. Like, online doesn't mean he's making up, like, personas. Like, she's making up, like, different personalities online.
Yeah.
Like, how would you call it? Like
catfishing.
Like, kind of like catfishing, or, like, how they do, like, on that, I don't know what it is, like, VR.
Yeah.
Where you put up your character, you make your own character, like, whatever you want to be, and then you can, like, communicate with people and stuff, like, interact with them.
Yeah, but we saw an episode of Black Mirror where they did that with his friend. All of a sudden, they were flying on the freaking VR.
Which one? Well, the one where you could see the playback? Or no? Was it that one?
No, it was, like, the one where, like, him and his wife, like, he got the game, and him and his best friend.
Oh, yes. It was the guy and the guy.
Yeah, the guy and the guy.
Yeah. Maybe it was something like that. But I'm guessing she's just, like, playing different characters online.
Well,
but, I mean, technically, I don't see how it's, like, a kink or anything. What does that do with your sexual relationship? Yeah. It's kind of just, like, getting herself to feel good or whatever.
But is she making herself feel good for her husband, or is she making herself feel good for her?
What does that have to do with her husband?
Because is she getting herself hot bothered for her husband, or is she getting...
No. I don't know. We don't know that part. But if he's getting, like, where he doesn't even want to do it, then that's pretty weird. Yeah. Because why is she using other people to get her hot and bothered?
That's what I say.
Yeah.
But I picked that one because it reminded me of, like, a true crime case. It's called Tall Hot Blonde. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So back in, like, the 2006, I would say. Mm. Yeah, somewhere there. There's this guy who got online and he was playing poker with his work buddies. And there was this girl, her name was Tall Hot Blonde. So he started.
Online.
Okay. So he started chatting with her. So things got sexual. They were sending each other gifts. Like, she sent him underwear and stuff. And then, like, he was catfishing her. He said that he was, like, this 18-year-old Marine. And his tag name was, like, sniper.
Yeah.
And so he was, like, basically saying he was this 18-year-old Marine. And they were, like, started a whole relationship. He was married, by the way. Mm-hmm. His wife found out and was like, what the hell is this? But not only did she find out, she sent the girl a real picture of him. And was like, he has been, like, mistreating you,
The Tall Hot Blonde sent it to his girlfriend, wife?
No, his wife sent it to him, to the Tall Hot Blonde. And to not only to say that, but he thought the Tall Hot Blonde was 18 years old.
How old was she?
Like, hold 12? Hold on, I'm going to get there. Okay. So his wife found out and was like, she sent Tall Hot Blonde a real picture. She was like, he's been misleading you. I can't believe, like, don't talk to him. He's, like, so effed up for doing this and stuff. So, like, props to his wife for not getting mad at the girl.
Yeah.
So the girl was like, I can't believe you did this. So she messaged somebody from his work that she knew. It was like, is this true? And he was like, yeah, like, he's an old man, like, I can't believe he did that to you, you're only 18, like, that's so effed up. And the guy was like 22 at the time. And so it was like, so they're like making fun of him. They're like, oh, you're such a loser, you're over here catfishing her and stuff like that. So then she would message Marine Sniper, whatever the fuck his name is, message him again and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, I really miss you, I think I can get past the age difference, blah 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 bullshit. And then she would go back to the other guy and be like, oh, he's such a loser, I can't believe he catfished me, whatever. So she kept playing both of them. And so
she's talking to two guys.
Yeah, she's talking to two guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the older guy overheard the younger guy would be like, oh, we're going to meet up. I'm going to meet up with her so we could, like, hang out person one-on-one.
Yeah.
And then the Marine Sniper got all freaking mad because he was like, oh, I want to take her virginity. Like, that's something so special. Okay. I can't believe, like, oh, men piss me off. But he got mad, killed the younger guy. No one found him.
They knew each other in real life?
Yeah, the Marine sniper and the younger guy worked together. They worked together. Tall, hot, blonde was just some random girl they met online. So they so he killed him over the weekend because he was like, oh, I'm supposed to take your virginity, nobody else. Blah, 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 bullshit. He killed him on a Friday. Nobody found him till Monday. And so Marine Sniper was like, I was home all weekend. My family will vouch for me. Mm-hmm. And his wife said, the fuck we are. She was like, you killed him 100%. So then they went. So they're like, we have to find Tall Hot Blonde. Like, who is she? Some investigator found her over MySpace.
Yeah.
And showed up to her mom's house and was like, oh my God, like, is there any way we can get in contact with your daughter? We think she's in danger. And she's like, no, there's like no way I can get in contact with her. And they're like, why can't you get in contact with your daughter? She's like, well, I have a confession.
It was the mom.
It was the mom.
There was no daughter.
Anything? The daughter was real. But this bitch.
Oh, she was using her pictures.
Yeah.
Jeez.
This bitch was sending explicit photos of her daughter that she would take. Like, the daughter was wearing like a skirt and the mom went and took a picture of it. The daughter had no knowledge.
That's crazy.
It's insane. So.
That sounds like a creepypasta.
Yeah.
Kind of. Like, the way it sounds like. The creepypasta is like made up kind of scary stories.
Like, this is that a kind real of sounds story. Like one. The mom never got charged. Like, if the daughter, she was 18, the daughter was 18. But imagine if she was 17, if this was a year prior. That like, was could crazy. You freaking imagine?
So, how old was the mom?
The mom was like as old as
and the daughter was 18?
The daughter was 18.
Sheesh, that's crazy.
The mom, and that bitch never got charged. And the only one, I remember the younger guy, his name Brian. Mm-hmm. Brian was the only one innocent in this whole story, the only one telling the whole truth, besides the daughter, and because I don't even know. And he got murdered.
Yeah.
For what?
That's freaking crazy.
I know.
And did the guy go to jail?
He went to prison.
Oh, good.
But he only got 20 years, and he's going to be there less than Brian was alive. Can you believe it? Because Brian was only 22.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm so after that pisses me the fuck off.
I've been liking that. I don't know what her name is. Is it like Claudia Bailey or Cynthia Bailey?
Oh, what is something. It?
She does her makeup while talking true crime. Yeah. And Charlene left it on one morning after she went to work. And I was like while I was sitting in bed, almost getting ready to do my workout, I was like, oh, let me watch this a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's actually pretty interesting because, like, yeah, she's just doing her makeup and stuff, but, like, her facial expressions, and she, like, makes little jokes and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I really like it, too.
We have one more. This one says, every move is being watched. I started dating someone about 3 months ago. They are currently going through a divorce. They wanted my location shared at all times and to be able to have access to my phones at all times. By doing facial recognition on my phone. They have also told me that they do not approve of one of my favorite places to go and requested I no longer go. I like them a lot. I feel like my life is being controlled. Thoughts?
Your thoughts?
That's freaking crazy.
I feel like she's being controlled. Or, yeah.
I mean, it comes to a point like where, yeah, it's like cool to like be open and stuff and not like... I don't know, like, not be, I don't know how to explain it, but the way he's doing, I'm guessing it's a he or she, is like, being really, like, controlling.
And they just started dating, mind you that.
Yeah, like, and he's still going through a divorce.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's why the reason they got a divorce, too.
I mean, I get to, like, I feel like if I felt like something was going on, I feel like I would have every right to be like,
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, boom. I understand where you like you can look at it if you have like a bad feeling and something, but being able like where you don't allow them
have to get on there,
and they're not letting you go to one of your favorite places or any place.
It
really,
could be like a coffee shop, and be like, I don't want you there.
Yeah, that's controlling.
That's controlling.
That's probably why the wife let him go, or her, or him, or whatever.
I would be like, get the out of here.
Yeah, crazy.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the membrane. I never heard that before.
It's a song.
What song? By who?
I don't know. That was like the 90s.
But you want to finish it?
Yeah, we'll finish it up.
Okay. I know these Reddit discussions were kind of short. We just found him now. But this podcast was going to be like a coming back podcast, yes. Kind of give you guys what's been going on. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I really liked the conversation we had about my sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe some scary shit will happen now that we mentioned it more. But yeah, we hope you guys have an amazing Christmas holidays. Or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa. I don't even know when those are celebrated, but I hope you guys have a happy holidays.
Happy New Year. Oh, that's next week.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening to this podcast. Check out our TikTok. I haven't posted there in a little while, but you guys could check it out. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're always posting. And yeah, audio listeners, you can watch us on YouTube. And
video watchers,
you can listen to us if you're busy. You can just pop some headphones in and listen to us.
Yes.
So we want to thank you guys for listening, and we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.